Good morning. It's Wednesday. Graham here. In Matthew 6, verses 6 and 7, Jesus teaches about prayer. He says, "And now about prayer. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I assure you, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father secretly. Then your Father, who knows all secrets, will reward you." I've always taken this as I understand it in the present time. That is, you go into a room by yourself and close the door, and there you pray. And this is good practice. You're away from it, all the other things that can disturb you, and you can concentrate on what you're doing. But then it was pointed out to me that in Jesus' time, their houses were not like ours, with separate rooms and doors you can open and close. You might have a house like that if you were very rich, but Jesus was talking in general, so what did he mean? Then there's another door in Revelation 3, verse 20, when God was speaking to the church in Laodicea. "Look, here I stand at the door and knock. If you hear me calling and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal as friends." This is not the door of your house or your room. What door is it? Referring back now to the text in Matthew, Les Wheeldon writes, "This is one of the Lord's central teachings on prayer. He affirms to us here that we have an inner room. He is not simply referring to a building and a door of wood. He is referring to our inner life, to our heart, and to the door by which we can close out the clamoring worries of this life and turn our gaze on Him. We have an inner room. We are not mere matter. We have an eternal spirit. It is this faculty that defines us as being in the image of God. By this inner consciousness, we can know God. We can identify with Him. We can feel what He feels and think what He is thinking. The place of prayer is the conscious awareness of Him. It is the great promise that they shall all know me." It's in Jeremiah 31:34. "There may be days when clouds cover his face, but never think that this is your perpetual inheritance. Christ died to give us access to a room called the holiest of all, and we are not to be robbed of the knowledge of that holy place and that holy presence. It's your inheritance. Claim it and enter in." Now, Jesus was obviously talking in Matthew 6 about his own experience of prayer. And this is demonstrated when in John 5:19 he says, "I assure you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and tells him everything he is doing." Clearly the Lord had been spending time with his Father, and the Father had revealed to him just what was going on, and had real heart fellowship with him. In another place, Les Wheeldon talks about the place of prayer, the secret place where Father sees us and pours out his bountiful rewards. It is the place of self-emptying, not self-fulfillment. It is the place of letting go and therefore having the capacity to receive. It's the place of absolute confidence in God and a carefree dismissal of trust in our own ability. It is God who moves here, who fills our hearts and stirs us to pray things that we never dreamed of. So, let's make sure we find that place today. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father secretly, and be in his presence and have heart fellowship with him. And if Jesus comes knocking on your door, open it so that he can come in and share a meal as friends. Enjoy your day. Bye.